It is certainly a jam-packed daf in Megillah of Zion. A lot going on here. But let's talk about something incredibly halacha l'maisa, and that is the order of stacking svarim, something that we do all the time. We have chumashim, sidurim, nach, things like that, gemara, torah, shebaal peh. What are the halachos concerning stacking svarim? So the gemara in here in Megillah says, tashma manichin sefer torah gabi torah, v'torah gabi chumashim, gubra torah on top of torah, but not on top of a singular chumash, and a chumash agav in neviyim, m'ksuvim, you can put a chumash on top of a nach. These are obviously all written by hand. Avalo neviyim al-ksuvim, you can't put a nach al-gabe chumashim on top of a chumash, meaning one of the five books of the Torah. Velo chumashim al-gabe Torah, not a chumash on top of a full Torah. This is side l'halachim shulchan aruch, in your adeh reish pei beis, in the end of the simen. Mutzal aniach sefer tol agave Torah, menichim chumashim agave neviyim m'ksuvim, havei menichim neviyim m'ksuvim agave chumashim, lo chumashim agave sefer Torah. The same rule as well. A chumash goes on a nach doesn't go on a chumash. However, says the Ramah, aval k'suvim agave neviyim o ifcha shari. There's no difference in Kedusha between k'suvim and Navi. They're equally holy. That's if I have a Navi in one volume and a Ksuvim in a different volume. There's no problem having a single Tanakh where even if I turn the Tanakh upside down, the Ksuvim will be on top of the Navi, a Navi on top of the Chumash, that's fine. It's okay, says the Ramah, if it's all B'krach Echad, it's all one unit. The Birke Yosef notes that the Rambam disagreed. He says that the Avram ben HaRambam said in the name of his father. His father never used a single Tanakh, because if you use a single Tanakh and you open up to the middle of Navi or the middle of Ksuvim, so that means on the right side of the page, the Navi is going to be on top of the Torah. And the Rambam would not use such a device like that. Now the idea that Neviim and Ksuvim are of the same Kedusha, lahalach over here, there's no difference between putting a Tehillim on top of a Malachim or a Malachim on top of a Tehillim, actually is a nafkamina in a Yesod of Rav Chaim that Rabbi Soloveitchik brings down in a few places. And that is, what is the difference between Neviim and Ksuvim? What's the practical difference? We know Torah is Torah's Moshe, his level of Nevuah. But what is the difference in Kedusha between Nevuah and Ksuvim? And why is something in Navi versus something that's in Ksuvim? So this is a greater discussion with a bunch of different opinions, but we're going to go in the Mahalach of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said that Nevuah and Ksuvim are in fact equal in Kedusha. They're equally holy. However, Nevuah was given over for the sake of Baal Peh, to be related to the people, and then afterwards, as an afterthought, Hashem said, oh, you might want to write that down. Ksuvim was never given over to be taught Baal Peh. It was given over to the author for the specific reason to write it down. Maybe you'll say it over Baal Peh another time, that's fine. But Ksuvim was given over to be written down. That's the difference between the two. What's his proof? We know that there's a perek of Nach that repeats itself in Neviim and Ksuvim. In Tehillim Perek Yud Ches is the same as Shmuel Beis Perek Chaf Dalet. It's almost the same exact thing. A few differences, but pretty much the same thing. They're identical. It's not logical to say that the same perek in Neviim and Ksuvim has two different kedushas. That doesn't make any sense. When the perek appears in Navi, it's holier than the perek that appears in Ksuvim. It's the same word, says Rav Chaim. So it must be that the kedusha of Navi and Ksuvim is the same, and the difference is only in how it is related at the end of the day. So our Gemara and this halacha of the Seder, of the stacking of Svarim, reflects this very idea, that the Kedusha of both are the same in how they're related and practically how you turn into a book. There is a very strange opinion of the Rabbeinu Manoach. Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam, by Hilchos Shofar, wants to ask the famous question, how come in the 10 psukim that we relate in Malchios, Zechoros, and Shofros, we go Chumash, we go Ksuvim, and then we go Navi? You would think to have Navi then Ksuvim. So the answer is, says Rabbeinu, and he strengthens his question, Rabbeinu Noach, by saying, especially since we know that Nevuah has more Kedusha than Ksuvim. But that's not true. In fact, in the Frankel edition of the Rambam, they don't say this because they don't want to be chutzpahdik to Rabbeinu Noach, but they just say our Gemara on the side. like Ayin Sham, because that's 100% against our Gemara. And it's a weird shita, because it's very clear from all the poskim and everything we explained, that Nevi'im and Ksuvim are equally holy versus one another. The Aruch HaShulchan, turning to nowadays, wants to know about what of our printed Sefarim. You have a printed Nach, is that the same thing as a written Nach? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes at the end of Siman Reish Pei Beis, and again in Reish Pei Gimel, and again in Aruch Chaim, in Kuf Chaf Gimel, that there's only a hierarchy of Kedusha Sefarim when they're written, but all printed Sefarim on a printing press are the same.
You could,
what? In the old days, when we had Sefarim like in on a cloth. That's when there was Kedusha. But nowadays, it's all a printing press. They're all the same. You can put a Gemara on top of a Chumash, whatever you want, says the Aruch HaShulchan. There's no difference. This goes as well for Torah Shebichsav versus Torah Shebaalpeh. However, the minhag is not like the Aruch HaShulchan. The minhag is to be machmir for specific kedushos, even with printed svarim. And this is the opinion of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rabbi Leibel. The Ginzi HaKodesh is the modern classic work on kedusha svarim by Rabbi Feinhandler, the Chutzanim and Karelitz. And other svarim as well. And the minhag is noted by Rav Moshe, cited by Rav Aaronfeld and Rishumei Aaron, has always been to read all Torah Shebaal Peh with the same kedusha. There's no difference between a Rambam and a Gemara. Technically, there's no difference between your notes in school and a Gemara as well. It's equally Torah Shebaal Peh. You can put a notebook of a shir that you heard on top of a printed Gemara. It's equally kedusha in Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no hierarchy in that realm. So let's just go into a few specific details when it comes to the order of stacking Sfarim. A printed Sefer or a written Chidushe Torah. So we just said that it seems to be, it should be the same. But the Stei Chemed writes in the Peas HaSadeh, in Mareches Dal and Oslam and Dalet, he says that because there's greater Kedusha over the writing of something versus the printing of something, he thinks that your written notes have greater Kedusha than a printed Gemara, because there's greater holiness in a Ksav versus something that comes off of a printing press.
And this is even
if it's not cloth, there's something special in Ksav, in being written by hand versus coming off a printing press, says the Stei Chemed, and he says perhaps that should go on top even of a printed book as well. What's the status of a sitter? This is often a good question. What's a sitter? Is it Torah Shebaal Peh? Is it Nach? Is it Torah? What's going on over here? So the Ginzi HaKodesh writes in Perek Gimel that it's unclear if it's more like a Nach or more like a Torah Shebaal Peh. And he cites Rav Yashiv, who was Machmer, and he wouldn't put anything, nothing on top of a sitter, and nothing underneath the sitter. Shema, it was always the thing that couldn't go there. That was Rabbi Yashiv's personal practice. A sitter is special, nothing goes on top, and nothing goes underneath. The Derech Sich and Chelek Beis cites the Chazon Ish, who felt that even a sitter with Tehillim in the back is in essence a sitter. Even if there's a whole Tehillim in the back of the sitter, it's still really just a sitter, it's Torah Shebaal Peh, and that would go underneath any other Nach. Rav Yaakov Skutzels is a Rav in Yerushalayim who has a sefer called Oel Yaakov on a bunch of different topics. So in a sefer on Kavod Svarim, this is a very strange shaila, but he asked a number of Rabbanim about an aid bedika. When a woman comes with a bedika cloth, so the Rav is sitting in his office and his gemara is open, and he looks at the aid that gets the shaila, and he puts it on his gemara in front of him. Is that appropriate? He wants to explain the psak. He's talking about, is it appropriate? So this must be very, very common, because he asked like four or five Rabbanim. They all said the same thing. It's 100% inappropriate. You should not put the Eid Badika on top of the Sefer when explaining your psak to the person who is asking the question as well. A person should be careful not to rest a sitter or other svarim on the chumash during Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Menashe Klein in Mishnah Halachas Chelek Yud Beis is machmir to be careful about the order of svarim. Even when cleaning up a base medrash, you have to be careful. You're bringing stuff back to the shelf. You're cleaning up after davening. You have to be careful there as well to make sure the svarim are treated properly. And finally, an interesting question in the Sefer V'darashti V'chakarta, Rav Schlesinger in Chela Gimel and Siman Zayin. He was asked about, is it inappropriate to send Chidushei Torah in the mail or a Sefer in the mail? Because inevitably, it's going to end up on the bottom of somebody's magazine, somebody else's, no, Amazon package, whatever it is. So is that inappropriate to send the Chidushei Torah in the mail? So he gives two reasons why it's not a problem. The first, he says, it's not a bizayon because people send nice things in the mail all the time. People send expensive things, things that they care for, things that are valuable, things that you are machshiv and are interesting to you, you send in the mail all the time. It's not considered to be zayin to send things in the mail. And the second point is that lehefech, lahagdil Torah la'adira, to send Torah across the four corners of the world and to spread chidushei Torah and svarim wherever they can go, that's a mitzvah, he says, and not a problem to send Torah in the mail. There you go.